Morning Coffee Talk with Wayne Cook.
Well, I want to welcome you this morning to Coffee Talk with Wayne, with Bob the Plumber. Bob asked me this morning, he said, what are you doing tomorrow? So I guess I'm going to be on your show.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because I can't find
What time is that, 11?
Else. Nobody likes me.
Yeah. I know how that can be.
11 a.m. Eastern. I'm on with Carrie Rivera on her show today. She's going to interview me. Last night, I got a call from Dan, or a text from Dan Happel. He's got some amazing people. He's got, oh man, he was telling me some people he's getting on his show, but he wants.
Are you on it? Are you on his show?
Oh no.
Oh no, you're not amazing.
He doesn't have riprap on there.
Yeah.
Riprap, whatever it is. Riprap, that's those big rocks they put in ditches.
Riprap. Right. Yeah.
Whatever. But.
Anyway, he wants Karen. I was telling about Karen. He wants Karen on his show. Well, it turns out he's got Carrie Made coming on Sunday afternoon. He's got a show.
I should know the name, and we should be promoting him. But he's doing really well. He's got the main FBI guy there that was there with Hunter when Hunter Biden's laptop came out, and he's telling him everything that happened and who squished it and everything. And he said Dan said. He had sent him some stuff that was on that thing. He said, it's unbelievable.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
I was listening to Mike Adams yesterday. He had that Ben Armstrong on with him, you know?
Yeah.
Talking about, hey, they were in the Word of God for a while on Revelation. We're going to get into that in just a moment. Yeah, just a little bit. Just talk about it, because there's a couple of things I wanted to bring out in that. Maybe Mike will hear us this morning. I'm sure he is.
Oh, I'm sure Mike. Yeah, he gets
up early to hear us.
But Ben, that's the one. That's not the pastor from California that has the.
I'm not sure.
Free California.
No,
the other one. The guy from California, super nice guy. He's talking about the importance of the Bible. Blah blah blah. And at the end, Mike asked him, said, well, how do you advise people what to do? And he said, well, you just need to pray and ask God for guidance, which is not bad advice.
Right.
But it's short of it's the same thing that
everybody said. But if they would just add to that, here, take your Bible, read your Bible, and then pray.
Well, if they would simply say, you know, you have no grounds on which to talk to God if you refuse to listen to him. It's a very simple principle.
Right.
You know, it's like saying, well, you know, Wayne, you shut up. I'll do all the talking.
Yeah, and most of the time we're praying, God, give us the faith, but you can't have it unless you're reading the Word of God. You know, you're asking, God, give me faith to be able to make this decision today.
As long as I don't have to listen to you, I want you to bless me.
Yeah.
But if I have to listen to you, to heck with that, I'm not going to do it. And that's what everybody's doing.
Yeah.
And voila, you have America 2022. That's what you get.
Yeah.
You ignore God, bad things
happen. That's right.
And it's even worse if you have been blessed by God and you have a Bible to know God and you reject all that. Then when things go south, that's when he promises to laugh at you in your calamity. Read Proverbs 1. Go ahead.
Yeah. But anyway, there's a lot of distractions that people have in America today.
Roll Tide.
Yeah, Babylon.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, I know y'all.
College game day, second time.
Well,
within 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Has Alabama ever had college game day where they all come and they celebrate and do all that?
Not Alabama.
On ESPN.
No. We're busy praying. But that Tennessee don't stomp us. But I watched your Braves last night.
Oh, did you? Did you have a good time watching it?
I actually did. I was sitting there, mano-a-mano, man. You're pitching, you're sitting there looking at this guy, big old stout guys with bats and stuff, and they're trying to smash. When you were pitching, did anybody line one back at your head?
Oh, yeah. I had one hit not only my head, but other places, too.
Oh, boy. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was playing in high school. I didn't play any further than that, but some guy ripped one at me, scared me to death, and I just put, you do. When something's coming at your face, you just put your hands up, and it stuck in my glove, and I heard my daddy in the stands going, look what I found.
You didn't plan that, I know. You were just trying to protect yourself.
No, I was just trying to protect my hand.
Yeah, there was a guy that was pitching, I don't know, it wasn't the Braves, but some other pitcher, and he had a line drive hit at him, and he turned, and his glove just happened to be behind his back, and he caught it.
Oh, really?
It looked like he had planned it, but he didn't.
When I used to play softball, there was a boy named Ronnie Rushing that was that played with us, and he would do that on purpose. Hmm. He played shortstop, I believe, but he would catch balls behind his back sometimes, just showing out. He's a very talented guy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what he did one time. Saw him in a rundown. You know how you get in a rundown between third and home, you know?
Yeah.
And he was so quick and so smart that he was in the rundown, so the catcher was chasing him back to third, and so he turned like he's going to go to third, and just for a split second, and then he turned back around and ran right toward the guy with the ball, but the guy with the ball, seeing him turn to third, had already released it.
Oh.
And he was actually looking at the guy, and the guy couldn't stop, and he went right by him and scored.
Yeah.
Really, I've never seen anybody do that.
Yeah.
I mean, just by faith, turned back to the guy with the ball, assuming he was ready to throw or had thrown.
Yeah.
Never seen that before in my life. Ronnie Rushing. Shout out to Ronnie.
Yeah. Oh, Harper, he just kind of stayed on third base last night, didn't he?
I didn't see that.
Well, he hit a double, and then, you know, he's their designated hitter.
Oh, yeah. Probably. Yeah. Big old boy is probably not real fleet of foot. Aren't designated hitters usually not fleet of foot?
Yeah. No, but I don't know what it is. Harper should be. He plays left field, I think.
Oh.
But anyway, some. But he's also a designated hitter. And he's been playing pretty good in the
designated hitters. Okay. See, that shows how little I watch baseball. That just means he bats instead of the pitcher,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you know what they're doing next year? They're speeding up. You cannot, in other words, you know how they shift now? You know, the third baseman, he'll end up over there at second base. They right. shift for the different batters.
Right.
Next year, you can't be out on the grass. You got to be on the dirt.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Can't be out on the grass. And also, they're going to speed up the game by allowing the pitchers to not have as much time in between pitches. They're going to time them. That's going to be frustrating.
Well, not for me, because that's what's boring.
About baseball, it takes so long.
Takes
but it's going to cut it down, they think, within 30 minutes.
Oh, wow. That'd
yeah, 20
awesome.
To 30 minutes, yeah.
That'll improve the game, because it's way
it
too
is.
Slow.
It is. It's a long game, especially when you're sitting in the stands. Well, this morning, if you'll take your Bibles and go to Revelation 18 a moment, we're going to discuss a topic or a chapter that Mike Adams and Ben Armstrong were talking about the other day on the Ranger
Health show. Ranger Report.
Yeah, Health Ranger Report. But anyway, hey, before we get to that, too, I brought your favorite magazine.
Oh, boy. Don't tell me. I thought I saw an A on it. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Do you get these in the mail?
No. No, I got
them. They are... There's no telling how much money they're making on this magazine.
AARP?
AARP.
I'm not old enough to get that.
Right, yeah.
What does that stand for?
I don't know.
Whatever, let's don't advertise, because I think...
I know, but I wanted to tell you how much is in here on pharmaceutical sales.
Really?
I mean, I brought it to share with you about your dog.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah, about dogs and cats. I wanted to have a little animal trivia with you. Now I've lost it. No, here it is.
Okay.
Little animal trivia.
All right, folks.
All right. Dog smiling. What does it mean? What do you think it means when a dog smiles?
Smiles?
Yeah.
It means that they know you're taking their picture?
All is well. What it really means is tension in the mouth is a sign of stress.
Well, I get stressed when people take my picture because I think I might not look great.
Yeah, and you know you don't. You know your dog will roll over, and he'll want to be pet. Putt-Putt does.
Yeah, yeah. Lay on her back.
What is that? You know, and they're surrendering themselves. What's that called? Anyway, but they lay down on their back.
Being submissive. Like women.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
boy,
what you
that's
do
a
is
topic. We need to talk about that one though.
Oh mercy, I can't
Sorry,
get man. Anywhere. But anyway, your dog rolls over on its back. You know what it means for it? Does a cat like that to happen when it rolls over? No, it wants to attack. You ever notice that whenever a cat rolls over on its back and you go to rub, they don't like it, and what they'll do is they'll claw you.
Right.
They
right.
claw you, but dogs won't do that.
I used to have cats, but that was when I was little. That was like 80 years ago.
Yeah, they don't like it, and then. You know what it means when a cat rubs up against you? You know how they do. They rub up against you and their back goes real high.
Yeah.
They're marking their spot on your clothing.
Really?
I didn't know that either. Yeah, dogs do it in a different way, but cats do it by rubbing all over you. But anyway, this magazine is full of...
trash.
I mean, really, it's unbelievable.
Folks, get your pharmaceuticals. You need to stock up on them because things are going bad.
They've got everything. They're even telling you that go live with your kids. Could you see, Bob, you living with Benjamin?
Gosh, no. Go live with
In other words, they're trying to say, well, you can save money by going and living with your kids and not going to an assistant living home. I don't know. Go to the torture house.
Well, but I mean, honestly, I think that's what I admire about the other parts of the world. You know.
Well, yeah.
You don't want to call them third world countries because we is one now. But you know, the Spanish culture and all that. You know, one of the things that is odd, and that's probably the reason a lot of people don't read the Bible, is we don't even think about death much. We don't see that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you're a pastor. You've seen death.
Yeah.
The rest of us don't. You know, we never see it, you know, because when our old people start getting old, does that make any sense? We stuff them away somewhere. We get rid of them. We don't keep them in our homes. Mm. We don't go, you know, oh goodness, you know, grandma's not moving this morning, you know.
Yeah.
And mama goes in there and said, honey, grandma died, you know. We don't deal with any of that.
No.
So death is not that real to us.
Yeah.
Until it happens. What a shock that's going to be when you wake up dead one morning and realize you're at judgment. You're going, oh, crap, I was just fixing to start reading my Bible.
You know, my mother was the only, out of 11 kids, was the only one that went and built a home, a cabin, on my grandmother and grandfather's land in order to take care of them when they got older.
Really?
Yeah. In other words...
she used her money or theirs?
No, she used hers.
Oh, really? That's good.
Yeah, and what they did was they divided up the land between all the kids, and everybody got like, I don't know, 20-something acres each.
Wow.
And so then Mom and Dad decided to build a cabin on it, and Mom took care of my grandmother because her home place was right next door to it. But then Mom could go over and spend the night. You know, it was only about 75 yards away.
Right, but still.
But still, she took care. Then, back in 1969, when my other grandmother, my dad's mother, Mom went and lived with her, and all of us went and lived with her and took care of her. And it was only for about 8 months, but still, it was a part of what we did. We didn't put her in a nursing home.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I think that's biblical. I think the concept of just putting away the old people, that's almost the same as abortion.
I mean, these kids have homes that are at least, many of them are 2,200 square feet. They've got room.
Mine's bigger than that. Glad my parents are gone.
So I was going to ask you if my wife and I could move in with you.
Absolutely, man.
Okay.
You know, if Alan don't mind, I have to check with Dr. Keys.
All right. All right, here we go.
All right, moving right along.
Let's get on in. Get on into
Revelation
18. And I, you know, this is a.
So this is the topic. What's the guy's name again? Because people can go back to Brighton to Health Ranger reports and look this up because this is worth listening to.
Yeah, it was done in October. You can go back and look at it, but it's around October the 10th, 11th.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the guy's name?
Give the guy's name.
Ben Armstrong.
Ben Armstrong.
I believe that's his name.
Okay, well.
But anyway, they were discussing Revelation 18, and I just want to go through it real quick because they had some interesting facts. Not to tell you how to interpret it, but this guy, Ben, he said, I just want to help make you think a moment. And I want to just, he's not adding, he's just saying, I want to help you think. Well, after this, I saw another angel coming down, verse 1, coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was made bright with his glory. And he called out with a mighty voice, Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling place for demons. Now, what Ben was saying was, he believes that America is spoken about in 18. He believes that this is the Babylon.
Yes.
And it's just so interesting that he brought up too the fact since the 1800s, mid-1800s, there's a city in Long Island called Babylon.
Yes. I, and you know what? I didn't take his word for it. I looked it up.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. I went ahead. Well, he said go ahead and Google it.
And I did.
And cause all right, duck. duck, yeah.
You duck, duck, goat it?
I duck, duck, goat it. And anyway, I found out, yeah, they do. There is a city called Babylon there. So, that's a question asked to us a lot of times. Is America mentioned in so many pastors? No, it's not mentioned in the
That's what I said. I always said it wasn't mentioned. Therefore, America falls before the end times. You know, America's no longer on the world stage, which that's probably true. But yeah. this right here, this is why. This is the fall of Babylon.
Yeah. We're not on the world stage. It's going to be in the ocean.
Yeah.
But anyway, as you read this, now let's just think about the fact that America is mentioned here in the Bible, Babylon. Fallen is Babylon the Great.
Possibly. Right.
She, do we look at America as a she?
Well, we have the Statue of Liberty.
There you go.
She.
Yeah. She has become a dwelling place for demons.
True story.
A haunt for every unclean spirit. True. A haunt for every... What does yours say? You've got King James. Does yours use the word haunt?
No. Habitation of devils.
Habitation.
And the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Not like my chickens. They're sweethearts.
A haunt for every unclean and detestable beast. Putt-putt. For all nations... No, Putt-putt's a good dog.
Yes, thank you.
Come here, Putt-putt. Putt-putt's not here today.
Mama.
Yeah, that dog barks whenever you say mama. For all nations have drunk the wine of the passion of her sexual immorality. You know,
immorality.
Not brutality, but immorality. Does yours say immorality?
Wrath of her fornication.
Fornication.
And the kings of earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies.
Mine says her luxurious living.
Yeah.
That, it just sounds like America, you know. It
sounds like New York City.
Yeah. New York City, I pornography. Mean,
when I think of America, I think about the heartland.
Mm-hmm.
And that does not describe, there are evil things in the heartland, but not like New York City. New York City.
Yeah.
Anytime, that's why God told people originally, do not congregate in cities. The more people get together, the more foolishness happens between them. You know, I mean, it just makes common sense. That's why God said, don't do it.
Yeah.
But no, we don't want to listen, you know.
Then I heard another voice from heaven, verse 4, saying, come out of her, my people, lest you take part in her sins.
Wow. That means if you live in New York City, you need to come down here and buy this house I'm building.
Yeah. Yeah, have you noticed that? A lot of people have moved away
no
from
kidding.
These cities.
And not bought my house, by the way.
Yeah. Come out of her, my people, lest you take part in her sins, lest you share in her plagues, for her sins are leaped high, or heaped high as heaven. You know, you go back, what was the ground zero, so to speak, of all this COVID? It's New York.
Right.
That's where all the body bags were sent to, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the that big ship and Franklin Graham went up.
They didn't even use any of that, did they?
No.
That was out in Central Park. I don't even think they used it.
And Franklin Graham, bless his heart, you know, he never came out and told us the truth that nobody went to those tents they set up.
Yeah.
They did all that. That was all PR. And then he tells people to get the jab. Franklin, you help murder people, dude. You better wake the heck up. You need to repent. You probably need to get out of the ministry. You don't belong. You know, you can't murder people in Jesus' name. Dumb.
Yeah.
I want to say dumbass, but that would be rude. Even though Balaam talked about it a little bit. Go ahead.
For her sins are heaped high as heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Pay her back as she herself has paid back others, and repay her double for her deeds. Mix a double portion for her in the cup she mixed, as she glorified herself and lived in luxury, to give her a like measure of torment and mourning, since in her heart she says, I sit as a queen. Yeah, you know, I can't help but think about in New York, that Statue of Liberty right about there. I sit as a queen, I am no widow in mourning I shall never see. For this reason, her plagues will come in a single day. Death and mourning and famine in a single day.
And she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. So, sounds like a nuclear...
Well, yeah, there, it's going to come in a single day.
Later on, death it's going to say 1 hour.
And in the kings of the earth, verse, let's just continue on. And the kings of the earth who committed sexual immorality and lived in luxury with her will weep and wail over her when they see the smoke of her burning. They will stand far off in fear of her torment and say, "Alas, alas! You great city, you mighty city, Babylon, for in a single hour your judgment has come."
Wow.
All right, so, you know, how long does it take for a bomb? Hiroshima, was it? How long does it take for a bomb to destroy?
Well, just a split
second. Just a split second.
Right.
Now, you take nuclear.
Well, this guy was saying that within 1 hour... of the first nuke going off, all the nukes will have gone off. In other words, you know, because everything happens real fast, split decisions have to be made, and so it's possible that the Russians will nuke something in Ukraine, and then somebody else will do something stupid, and then boom, New York's gone. So, folks,
and that'll paralyze. America's military and everything else.
Well, they were saying, him and Mike both were saying that the Biden, whatever they are, whatever, I don't want to call it an administration, but they will not even respond. They'll just sit there because this is what they want.
Yep.
They want the world in disarray. They want America taken out. So, anyway, folks, you need to be reading your Bibles.
Yep. And the merchants of the earth weep and mourn for her, since no one buys their cargo anymore. You know, a lot of cargo ships come in that area, don't they? I mean, there's a lot of cargo that comes in through that port of New York.
And well, sure.
A lot of it, I understand a lot of it, when it was left out at sea last year.
That's probably where the nuke is. It's in one of those.
Could be.
Seriously.
Yeah, could be in one of those crates.
They don't know what's in all that stuff.
No. It says here, cargo of gold, silver, jewels, pearls, fine linen, purple cloth, silk, scarlet cloth, all kinds of scented wood, all kinds of articles of ivory, and all kinds of articles of costly wood, bronze, iron, and marble, cinnamon, spice, incense. Boy, it sounds like a lot of stuff in those crates.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Flour, wheat, cattle, and sheep, horses, and chariots, and slaves, that is, and human souls. For the fruit for which you're so long has gone from you, and all your, what is your say, the classes?
And
delicacies.
All things which
delicacies.
Were dainty and goodly
delicacies.
Are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all.
The merchants of these wares who gain wealth from her will stand far off in fear of her torment, weeping and mourning aloud. Alas, alas, for the great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, adorned with gold, with jewels, and with pearls. You know, one of the things that you find in New York, and I know you've been there several times. You know, it's...
Have you ever been to New York?
Yeah, I went there one time.
I did too, one time, and I had to. I forget why I had to, but I did. I hate it. I hate New Orleans. I hate San Francisco. I despise anything that hates God.
People would stand outside their stores and they would compel you to come in. Hey, come.
Really?
In some of the places
there. Well, they do that. Now that sounds like Jerusalem.
Yeah.
In Jerusalem they do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, my friend, come here. I have a gift for you.
But you never notice how many clothing stores and all are in New York?
No, I didn't walk around.
Yeah, but jewelry, clothing, all of that.
Yeah. A lot of Jewish people there too, Wayne, by the way.
Yeah. And that's one of the things, too, if you look at the fact that, you know, about 6 million Jewish people live there. The Jewish people are not leaving America like they are in all the other countries. So what's going to force an economic boom is going to force the Jewish people to head over to Israel.
Not those in New York. They're going to get fried.
I know it. For in a single hour, here it is, folks, verse 17. For in a single hour, all this wealth has been laid waste.
Wow.
There's your atomic bomb. And all shipmasters and seafaring men, in other words, the soldiers, sailors, and all whose trade is on the sea stood far off and cried out as they saw the smoke of her burning. Hmm. Of who burned? That's Babylon.
Yeah.
What city was this? What was this great city? And they threw dust on their heads, and they wept and mourned, and crying out, "Alas, alas, for the great city, where all who had ships at sea grew rich by their wealth. For in a single hour she has been laid waste. Rejoice over her." Go ahead.
You know, I think that's the verse, because the guy kept making the point that the people in Babylon were buying all this stuff, but they were still rich. And how could that possibly be? Historically, if you're importing stuff, you're losing, you know, you're giving all your money away, so you don't have money, you know, because you just bought all that stuff. But guess what? America just prints money. New York, they just print money.
Yeah.
Bunch of them. Anyway.
I know it. Then verse 21, then a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, "So will Babylon, the great city, be thrown down with violence and will be found no more." In other words, it's going to be wiped off the planet. And the sound of the harpist and musicians, of flute players and trumpeters will be heard in you no more. And a craftsman of any craft will be found in you no more. And the sound of the mill will be heard in you no more. And the light of the lamp and the shine in you no more. And the voice of bridegroom and the bride will be heard in you no more. For your merchants were the great ones of the earth. And that's true. Some of the greatest merchants and all are over here in America. And all nations were deceived by your sorcery. Mm-hmm. Now that's what I want to get into. That word sorcery. We're going to get into it more in the second half of the show. But I want to talk about that word, which is in the Greek is pharmaceutica, which is where we get the word pharmacy, where we get the word pharmaceutical.
Right.
We're going to talk about that in the second hour. It's not only mentioned here, but it's also mentioned in Galatians and other places in the Bible.
Really?
About sorcery.
Well,
so we're going to talk about that.
Second half, let's finish verse 24. And in her was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. So everybody that was slain, their blood is accounted to this Babylon place. Sounds like they were maybe making some kind of pharmaceutical thing and giving it to everybody on earth and murdering people. What does that sound like?
Yeah, we're gonna talk a little bit about that, because we are.
We got a minute left. Let's talk about the great millstone. You know, because the guy brought up the fact, and Mike's been talking about it, the Russians have an underwater nuke that if they set off will cause a 300-foot or so tidal wave to wash over.
They already have that.
It's already been put in place, supposedly.
Yep.
You know, they just take and set it out in a submarine, and then all they got to do is set it off. And so it won't take long to flood with radioactive water the entire East Coast. So,
like a tsunami.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly, a tsunami.
But anyway, folks, we're going to have an opportunity to have John Diamond on, too. The second half of our program, we're going to talk about this word sorcery, where it came from, and how America's been behind it. We're going to be back here in just a moment right after these messages.
Well, pay attention to the thing. You've got another 30 seconds at least.
Yeah, I am.
But, go to prepwithmike.com. He's squinting now, folks. At least
I got it. I see it.
2 days away from his shot, so he's getting better. But, prepwithmike.com and Health Ranger Report.
Yep.
Get you some, his Health Ranger buckets are all
gone. They're all gone, but he's going to have more.
Lord willing, eventually.
We'll see you. Be back here right after these messages.
J&M Jewelry provides online jewelry appraisals that are convenient, secure, and affordable. Appraisals are usually completed within 48 hours and sent directly to your email. Contact us today or visit our website to use our appraisal request form. jandmjewelry.com.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with a Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination.
Welcome back, folks. Coffee Talk with Wayne. Bob Plummer is here with us. And tomorrow, we're going to have a show together. First time I've done that in a long time. The last time I think I did it with Michael. It was the last time. All right, here we go. Sorcery, which is in the Greek, is pharmakia. Let me spell that for you. P-H-A-R-M-A-K-I-A. Pharmakia.
I've heard it pronounced pharmakia.
Pharmakia, way, yeah, that yeah. Probably is better.
Either way.
Pharmakia,
you may
which...
have put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
I did. The syllable probably is what I did. A lot of times, you know, pharmacy starts with an F, doesn't it, when you spell it?
I think so.
But anyway...
Whoa, you're trying to trick me.
Pharmacy.
Being foolish.
Yeah, pharmacy. Sorry. It's like, what's the capital of Kentucky? How do you pronounce it? How do you pronounce the capital of Kentucky?
Is it, and that's a good one, folks.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Wayne asked me that one day. How do you pronounce the capital of Kentucky? Is it, you pronounce it Louisville or Louisville? And I'm going, well, Louisville. And he says, well.
No, you pronounce it Frankfurt.
Yeah, I pronounce it Frankfurt. I'm going, oh, man.
Yeah.
I got tricked. That's a great one, though. Do that with your friends today. And then when they laugh, tell them you heard it on the Coffee Talk with Wayne, and then they can tell them to. That's a good way to get people to tune in. Tell them how funny we aren't. Sometimes they say something that's funny, and sometimes they're jerks because they tell us we're all going to hell. But, hey.
We're
just telling you what the Bible says, that's all. I mean, the Bible says that all the rich people go to hell, with very few exceptions. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
It's very difficult for rich people to get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone in America is rich. So why do we think that we're all, well, When we all get to heaven. That's what they sing. Every two Sundays or three, they sing that, trying to reassure each other that they're going to heaven, even though none of them have ever read the Bible. You know, what the heck? Who cares about that?
Well, Bob, my device here is not allowing me. I guess it's because of this room and the internet and all. But would you go to Galatians 5 a moment? We're talking about the word sorcery.
Right.
And talking about pharmaceuticals and all. But in Galatians, this is where Paul's talking to us about this word. We just heard from John, who wrote the book of Revelation. And now we're going to hear from Paul. Galatians 5:19. Read what you have there, and maybe my phone will come back up.
Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, this would be verse 20, witchcraft, which is probably the one you're looking at, hatred, variance, or something else, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, goodness, keep on, will you?
Yeah.
Envy and murders, drunkenness, revelings, violence, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I've told you in times past, those which do such things shall not enter the kingdom of God.
Well, you kept going on. I just wanted you to read 19.
I know that, but now that I did, is he saying that if you're taking your pharmaceutical drugs, you're not entering the kingdom of God?
Well, in verse 19, it says these words: idolatry, sorcery, in mine.
Okay.
All right. Enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy. See, it keeps going on. There's no break in it.
I
mean, it's comma.
That's why I kept going.
Such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
It says such things?
Yeah, mine does.
Really?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Well, of course.
What does yours say?
Well, those things don't enter, but it says...
Do such things.
Well, you didn't say that.
All right, wait a minute. As I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God, period.
You skipped the line. You just said such things.
Well, I had a dot there. I couldn't really, messed me up.
Well, sorry about that.
I don't have my written, word. I've got this device. Well, the phone that's on my
but anyway,
YouTube.
Yeah. So the Word of God says that if you're doing any of those things, you're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. So, this says kingdom of God. Is there a difference between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God?
God is in heaven. The kingdom of God. No, the kingdom...
I wouldn't think but doesn't the Scofield Bible make a big difference between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God? Isn't that... I don't know. When I first became saved, I was a little confused by a lot of these different philosophies that are out there. Philosophies of men. Finally, I decided just to read the Bible and not worry about what these other idiots were saying and just listen to the Word.
Yeah.
I'm still confused, but I'm not as concerned about being confused as I once was.
And now we see what Paul says. Go back to Revelation. We go to Revelation 9, verse 20. The rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, nor give up worshiping demons and idols of gold and silver and bronze and stone and wood, which cannot see or hear or walk, nor did they repent of their murders, of their sorceries, or their sexual immorality, or their thefts. So again, sorcery is that of where we get the word pharmacy.
Pharmakia. Right.
Which is pharmaceuticals. And then I showed you this magazine today, and it's full of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's things you blow in your nose, in your ear, in your eyes, all still saying, use these. I mean, it's full of it, and you'll feel better. And get a prescription, and you'll feel
magazine,
better.
It's a real fancy magazine, so it's obvious that, and that's what, so the pharmacy...
talks about pharmacy.
I guarantee you there's Pfizer ads in there. And so what they do, folks, is they buy advertising in these magazines that are for the old people. And And then the old people read this garbage, and there's a thing about cancer.
Yeah.
Everything they
it's
tell
a blood
you about
test.
Cancer is a lie.
It's a blood
you know,
test.
All you got to do is take care of your body and quit getting vaccines and quit doing their drugs. Matter of fact, there's a huge, huge outburst of cancer now because people that took the jab. Cancer is a big business. The whole National Cancer Society and all that garbage, it's always been a lie. You know, all these cancer walks and all these pink ribbons, it's all just a way to get you to donate money to something. If they, there's been a cure for cancer, there's been 50 different cures. Ty and Charlene Bollinger did a 9-part series on cancer here about a year ago. And oddly enough, the one thing they didn't talk about was chlorine dioxide. And chlorine dioxide, I know for a fact, has cured hundreds of thousands of people of cancer, because cancer is nothing more than things that happen in your body that are caused by inequities in your body. If you would purify your body, if you could detox your body properly and let God take care of your body instead of trusting man to take care of your body, you wouldn't get sick at all. I mean, you just won't get sick.
You know, people say, well, is chlorine dioxide, isn't that a pharmaceutical drug?
No.
Why? Because you make it with stuff out of your kitchen.
Yeah, it's made from sodium chloride, which is almost like sodium chloride, which is salt. And
sodium chloride with a T.
With a T, like a cross, like the cross of Jesus. And you can make your own. It's dirt cheap. Nobody sells it. I mean, people sell it. I don't.
Right. So it's sodium chloride.
And an acid, but I don't even use an acid anymore.
Right.
I actually have acid. It's
in
a
your
gift
stomach.
From God. I have an acid in my stomach. So I just put a few drops in water at night, and then the next day it's already activated. You know, there's acid in all water. I forget the name of it, but there's some sort of acid even in distilled water, and it activates the sodium chloride overnight, and then you just drink it. You just drink your water the next day.
And one of the things that people have been telling me is it just tastes like, you know, you're drinking pool water. But that kind of takes that taste out of it when you don't put that activator in it.
Well, it doesn't taste. Yeah, you can't. It doesn't
taste.
You don't taste
at all.
No. And it's amazing. God gave it to us.
It is amazing because of my dad used to give me, whenever I was bad, he'd give me castor oil. And he'd say, take this.
I took my castor oil this morning.
But that's a natural laxative, really.
Really?
Yeah. Well, oh, no. Bob took it this morning.
No, I've been taking it. I take a shot glass.
You can rub it on your hair, too. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. It'll also help your hair on your head. I hadn't done it, but
well, you got a lot more hair than I do.
Yeah, but they do. I've done it before, but yeah.
But no, yeah, I take a shot glass full every day, every morning, because if I put it off, I won't ever do it. So I follow it. I chase it with buttermilk.
Yeah,
because it's the best tasting thing. First thing I do is I mix up some MSM. MSM, not MMS, but MSM.
Yeah.
Which is...
It's a sulfur.
Yeah, sulfur.
Yeah.
And very important to all the things that go on in your body, sulfur is. And so I do that, and it is tastes bad.
Oh, it's bitter.
And then I have that methylene blue, which is even worse, so I drop that in the sulfur. And between the two of those, that's really nasty. Then I chase that with castor oil, which is delicious.
It's only for just a moment, that taste.
I know.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
And then I chase that with some probiotics. I forget what it's called. But then I chase that with buttermilk. So, anyway, then I come up here and chat with you.
Yeah, and then you only do that once a day, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm supposed to take that methylene blue twice. I did yesterday, but I don't every day. It is really bad.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to really be good for you.
So MSM's good. I mean, that sulfur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
MMS is the best.
Right.
MSM is good. DMSO, we don't talk about DMSO much. DMSO is really, really, really handy to have. Everybody should have MMS and DMSO around.
Yeah, the DMSO is also, can't you gargle with some of that?
Well, put it in drink, your... You can drink up to a tablespoon a day.
But
you should have some in your car. You should have some in your purse. I know you carry a purse.
Right.
But
it's a man purse.
But supposedly. But if you have a stroke or anybody has a stroke, if you'll take a shot of DMSO, it will offset a stroke almost immediately.
What will it do to a sore throat? People are starting to get sore throats now. Do you think they need to go to the pharmacy and go ahead and get a flu shot?
Oh, I would. I got mine yesterday, for goodness sake.
And they're everywhere now.
Flu shots?
Yeah, you go down the parkway, which incidentally, go down the parkway. Why isn't it called a driveway instead of a parkway? But you go down and all the pharmacies have big signs. I mean, it almost looks like a garage sale. They have the big sign, flu shot here, free flu shot.
Probably getting money from Brother Biden and the deep state for every flu shot they give out. They probably get like $1,000 because they're murdering you folks. Don't take your flu shot, you know.
Just another way and a means by getting that graphene and all that in your system.
Well, it could be the mark of the beast in there because, you know, like you were saying the other day, if they can write the entire Bible on something as small as
a grain of sugar,
then they can certainly put the mark of the beast in you in a vaccine. So don't be deceived.
It's in a microchip. When they took a microchip of the Bible up in space to the moon, it's just a small little chip. And this one, that's the smallest Bible, which has, you have to take a microscope and blow it up about 10 million times to read it, but it's the size of a grain of sugar.
You don't have to worry about that. Ain't nobody going to read the Bible, Wayne. You don't have to worry about buying a microscope. Save you money, man.
Yep.
Just ignore God. That's working real well for
folks,
us, isn't it?
Yeah, get into the Word of God. Read the Word of God daily. And, you know, you begin to, just like we did this morning. And I was real proud of Mike. Mike had a good discussion with Ben.
Yeah, he did, but he also, that was the one or the day before where he said, I still haven't read the entire Bible.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to get him. I'm going to see him. I'm having dinner with him in 2 weeks.
Good.
And I'm going to fuss at him. I get so frustrated with all these patriots who aren't reading the Bible. That's why we can't, that's why we're walking in quicksand. We're treading water. We're not getting anywhere. Because God's waiting on us to repent,
right,
and to get serious about Him, and nobody's doing it, and we're wondering why we're getting our butts kicked.
And folks, let me just share. You know, Bob's reading from the King James Version.
Only here. I don't read from King James at home.
You use New American Standard.
What was the word yesterday? Do you remember the word we came across yesterday that was just like unbelievable. Never heard it before. Has no meaning at all today. It's crazy.
Yeah. There's so many different translations now of the Word of God.
There's plenty of good ones, but there's not. There's only a few good ones. There's lots of translations. Stay away from the NIV. Wayne read from the Living. Stay away from that.
New Inflammable Version, NIV.
Yeah.
Inflammable.
Yeah, stay away from all that. Yeah. But what, ESV?
ESV is good, and
American?
Oh, incidentally, I may have shared this on the air, I don't know if I did or not, but David Stern, who wrote and published the Complete Jewish Bible, which is very, very good. If you can get a hold of one, a copy of it, it's called the Complete Jewish Bible. You don't like it, though, do you, Bob?
Well, no, I like it fine, but I don't read it. But the Geneva Bible, wasn't that a good Bible? There is a Bible out that I heard John MacArthur talking about that actually translates. Almost every Bible translates doulos as bondservant. And that's not right, man. And that dumbs us down to our relationship. Our real relationship with the Lord Jesus is we're slaves. That's the truth.
Yep.
We are slaves of Christ. Not buddies. Not, you know, hey, came over and we watched a little TV together like that idiot. What's that guy's name? That lying preacher guy on TV that said that Jesus They would watch Laverne and Shirley together one day. And all these people, I talked to a guy yesterday, called me.
Let me just say one word while you were on that other. Just keep right. that thought.
Copeland, Kenneth Copeland. Nutcase.
All right, so anyway, you were talking about John MacArthur.
Yes.
He's come out with a Bible. You can get, and he makes that correction and all.
Really?
Yeah, it's called the Legacy Bible.
Oh, praise God.
It's a study Bible. It's called Legacy.
I'm going to go to gty.org right now, folks, and I'm going to order one. So yeah. you'll see, you'll hear this live. gty.org, because I didn't, you had told me that before.
Yeah, it came out a year ago.
Wow. It's called I don't have one yet.
The Legacy
GTY,
Bible.
That's grace to you.
Right.
.org.
Yep.
And it's loading up.
Yeah, and you can get it in a hardback, I believe. You can get it also in a genuine leather fake leather.
Store.
See if they have it in there. They should have it in his store. GTY.
I got it.
Yeah.
How do you spell legacy?
LEGAC. Legacy.
L-E-
so I don't know if that's C-E-Y G- or C-Y.
A-C.
You can try it.
It's just A-C-Y. Legacy Bible.
Bible. Folks, that's what Bob is doing. He's looking up this Legacy Bible to see if he's going to purchase one. It's the new one that's just been put out. I think some of his colleagues, some professors and all there, had been working on it. And one of the reasons why I like the ESV, the English Standard Version, is because it's closest to they interpret the Greek properly in it, and also the New American Standard does that as well.
All right. Legacy Standard Bible.
Yeah.
You got to be careful. I bought a bunch of Bibles from him one time, and they were turned out to be small print.
Yeah.
And ended up giving them away because I don't know what.
Well, I don't know what size print this particular one is that he has, but publishers are getting smart, and they're putting Bibles together that have larger print to them. And I'm talking about some of the newer versions, like the English Standard Version. You can get it in a large print now, and that's what I need. I have to have that. I even gave Bob this one, the King James Version. It's a giant print. And at the Bible Museum, they have the largest Bibles. They're in seven or eight different volumes. They're the heaviest book. When you put them all together, they're like 125 pounds. But the wording in them, in these particular Bibles that were printed back in the late 1800s, are huge. And easy to read, but I wouldn't want to carry a 35-pound Bible just for the first five books of the Bible with me into church. It'd be kind of tough to do. But anyway, folks, get the YouVersion on your phone. You can get all these different versions. You can't get the Legacy, but you can get the others. On YouVersion, go to that. Get your Bible app, YouVersion, YOUVERSION. Go to YouVersion on your app store and get that app to go on your iPad or your phone. That way you can read on through the Bible. Let's remember that we're going to have tomorrow, going to be with Bob on at 11 o'clock, Bob the Plumber Show. It comes on every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So be sure to catch that show each and every Friday. Also be on alert for Prep with Mike and see the different. He's been doing Prep with Mike on how to buy silver, how to weigh your silver, the difference between the gold and the silver. Also, he has the Ranger buckets. They just came out, but they go on sale, and within 3 hours, they're gone. So you'll want to go to the Brighteon store, look for that. Also, want you to go to SAT123. They have the satellite phones in now, and you can get those, or the little you can text on it. It's a little bit. What's it called, Bob? A little bit thing that you can get from SAT. What's that called?
Oh, the Bivvy stick.
Bivvy stick. And you can communicate with it. Folks, these are going to be very, very important for us to have, especially when you won't have any kind of the towers around. The grid's going to go down. You're going to need a satellite phone. So go to SAT123.com. Go on, put in the promo code BTV, stands for Brighty On TV, and be sure to put that promo code in it because they're one of our sponsors and we're helping them, they're helping us, and all is well. That's SAT123. Also, be sure to go on the Brighty On store, go on Prep with Mike, go on see his reports, the Health Ranger reports. You could go on those and get backlogged for several months. You can get the backlog on those that are on YouTube and read up on them. You'll be really intrigued by what all he has to share with those shows. Bob's still trying to find the Legacy Bible here.
No, he's going to get it. I'm trying to order it.
He's trying to order. He when he gets his mind set on something he wants to get, he's going to do it till it's completed. But anyway,
well,
folks,
I want to get it done.
I know.
Because,
get it done.
I just typed in my card number, and
sorcery. The Greek for it is pharmakia. That's translated into the Greek in sorcery. So whenever you see that, you can see it in Galatians, where Paul talks about it. Galatians 5:19. Go to Revelation 9:20. Talks about it. Go to Revelation 18. Talks about it. About it being a sorcery. It's not just that of witchcraft. It's translated pharmakia, which is where we get the word pharmacy and pharmaceutical there. So it's been a great day with you today. We've had a wonderful time together. Want you to be sure to catch Dr. John Diamond on America Unhinged coming up right after we're through here.
I just got it ordered.
Oh, good.
$50. I've got my Bible coming. I'm going to bring it and read it to you. We're out of time, Wayne.
Yeah, I know.
Praise
it.
The Lord.
All right. We'll
Hallelujah.
See you. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Woo-hoo! Same time, 8:00 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you.